Dr. Pinsky dictating amount. I am in Jeffrey, J-E-F-F-R-E-Y. Godfrey, G-O-D-F-R-E-Y. Jeffrey Godfrey is a 34-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on both 9/24/22 and 11/10/22. Period. And the first event, he was standing in a fast-curing concrete. And the chemical burnt through his boots, causing burns to his legs. Period. On 11/10/22, his left pinky and ring fingers were crushed. Period. As a result of these events, he alleges to have... He understands his final diagnosis to be third-degree burns on his legs and a crushed fracture of the fingers and torn tendons on the left hand with no surgical intervention. Period. He did undergo skin grafting for his burn scars. Period. New paragraph, as per the claim petition provided, Mr. Godfrey alleged on 9/24/22 he was pouring concrete and sustained third-degree burns to both legs with skin grafting and scarring. Period. Treatment records show on 11/10/22 he was seen... Scratch that. Treatment records show on 9/26/22, he was seen at the emergency room reporting he was burned by concrete on Saturday and had wounds to his legs. Pretty had cleaned the area and his tetanus was up to date. Period. He had been seen at urgent care, who sent him to the emergency department. Period. History is remarkable for right hand surgery involving implantation of plates and screws. Period. Exam found superficial burns to both lower extremities, not completely circumferential. Period. The compartments were soft, neurovascular, and intact, with signs of superinfection but no pus or crepitus. Period. He also underwent laboratory studies. It was found to have a temperature of 98.5 degrees Fahrenheit. Period. He was prescribed Silvadine cream and discharged to follow up at the burn center. Period. Period. He was also seen... On 9/28/22, his diagnoses at that time were corrosion of third degree of multiple sites of right lower extremity, except the ankle and foot. Period. This was also the case on the left leg. But he's once again covered with Silvadine ointment. Period. He was being seen by Dr. Hughes, who recommended skin graft of both legs on 10/4/22. Period. On 10/4/22, Dr. Hughes performed skin grafting, split thickness skin grafts of both lower extremities, approximately 150 square centimeters. The diagnosis was third-degree burns from concrete on both lower extremities. Period. He was discharged from the hospital the same day. Period. We are not in receipt of any additional treatment documentation pertaining to these burns. Period. New paragraph. Additional records show he was seen at Jefferson Emergency Room on 11/10/22. With a left-hand crush injury he received after getting a metal beam crushing his hand while at work. Period. He had a laceration to the nail bed of the pinky finger with controlled bleeding. Period. He was evaluated and found to have a left hand fourth digit with small subungual hematoma, along with left hand fifth digit with bleeding nail bed laceration. Paired x-ray showed acute fractures of the fourth and fifth distal phalangeal tufts. Period. He saw orthopedics and was splinted. Period. He was advised to follow up with hand surgery as an outpatient. Period. This orthopedic evaluation was done by Dr. McMahon, MC, capital C-A-H-O-N. Period. New paragraph. He was seen as an outpatient by Dr. Matson, M-A-T-Z-O-N, on 11-15-22. Period. He diagnosed contusion of the left little finger with damage to the nail, comma, left finger pain, comma, displaced fracture of distal phalanx of the left ring finger and left little finger. Period. More specifically, the left small finger had a contusion with pseudo-boutonniere deformity and left small finger and ring finger distal phalanx fractures. Period. They elected to pursue a non-operative course of treatment. Period. He continued to see Dr. Matson and was referred for additional diagnostic testing. Period. On 12-17-22, scratch that. On 12-17-22, he underwent an MRI of the left hand to be inserted here. Period. Dr. Matson reviewed these results with him on 12-19-22. Period. He could accept his finger as is. Period. He is 5 degrees short of full extension, but no obvious lag. Period. He has swelling about the PIP joint, but could make a full composite fist. Period. He has intact finger flexion. Period. It was thought he had a central slip rupture whose deformity was not worsening. Period. Potentially this has healed non-operatively. Period. He could resume full activities and range of motion. Period. If he develops a worsening boutonniere deformity, he would have to scratch that. They discussed further treatment options, including surgical repair, but this was not undertaken. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper inspection revealed callus formation, comma, dirty palms, comma, dirt under his fingernails, comma, fissuring, comma, a rough texture, comma, and abrasions on his forearms. Bilaterally, period. The left small finger had a 20-degree flexion contracture at the PIP joint, in parentheses, extension lag, close parentheses, period. Most of the fingers, elbows, shoulders, and wrists was otherwise full in those spheres without crepitus tenderness, triggering or locking. And the rest of the hand, upper extremity section is normal, hands, wrists, elbows, normal. Extremities lower, inspection revealed healed donor graft site scarring on the right interior thigh. Period. It measured 2.5 by 5 inches. Period. On the medial calf was a scar measuring 3.5 by 1 inch. Period. On the anterior mid shin was a 2.5 by 1 inch scar. Period. On the lower calf was a 1 inch by 0.5 inch scar. Period. At the mid calf, there was a 7 inch by 1.5 inch somewhat circumferential healed scar. Period. posteriorly. The right, at the left calf was also a 2x1 inch healed scar. Appear there were no signs of infection or keloid formation. Appear the rest of that section is normal. Feet and ankles normal. Delete cervical and thoracic, but include lumbosacral, which is normal. Impressions. On 9/24/22, Jeffrey Godfrey suffered from burns to both lower extremities while he was standing in quick-setting concrete. Appeared he was seen at the emergency room where his wounds were cleansed and dressed. Appeared he then utilized silvadine ointment for further treatment on his own. Appeared he did undergo skin grafting as noted above. Appeared he also injured his left hand at work on 11/10/22 when it was crushed. Appeared he had emergency room evaluation and x-rays. Appeared he also was seen by hand specialist Dr. Mattson, who had him undergo left hand MRI on 12/17/22 to be inserted here. Appeared Dr. Mattson reviewed these results with him on 12/19/22. Appeared new paragraph during examination found there to be healed burn and donor graft scarring in both lower extremities, as described above. Appeared he ambulated with physiologic gait without the need for an assistive device. Appeared he had skin changes on the hands consistent with ongoing physically rigorous manual activities. Appeared the left small finger had a 20-degree extension leg. Appeared the ring finger had full range of motion without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Appeared new paragraph relative to the left small finger. There is 5% permanent partial disability. Appeared in terms of the legs, I will offer a small amount of permanency for cosmetic residuals. Period. He does remain active in the occupation as a concrete laborer. Period. And that is the end.